We're joined now by Dietrich Wise, Patriots defensive lineman. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Dietrich Wise, how are we doing this week?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
Very good.
Oh, we're doing great.
How's the Halloween?
Yeah, how'd that go?
Oh, you know, Halloween was good. I didn't really do much, but people were outside my house asking for candy, so I gave them whatever I had.
What'd you have? Yeah, what'd you give them?
Yeah. Candy beans, some fruit.
Fruit? Oh, nice. Just, keep people guessing.
Nah, I just play.
Nice.
Well, so how you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing great. Great.
Well,
were
you in a wind tunnel right now?
It's windy now.
Are you parachuting now? Are you parachuting?
I gained some power, so I'm flying right now.
Got
I'm flying with Gillette Stadium. A little too cold now. Walking outside. Nice. It's a little windy.
Were there any good...
Great day to fly a kite.
Any good costumes in the building? We were just talking to Marcus Covington. He wouldn't give us any costume clues, but he said the coaches were wearing costumes. Do you see any good costumes in the facility?
I haven't seen any costumes besides the two that we saw during game day. With Tonyelu Ikwale and Keon White, those two guys had costumes. But other than that was it.
I don't know if you saw Bill Belichick's costume. It was a fisherman, and then his special someone was a mermaid. I don't know if you saw that photo.
I saw it this morning.
What do you think?
I saw it. I think he's having a good time in life right now.
Okay. I wonder how long that photo shoot took, if I'm being honest, but probably got a little miserable. Why? Bill loves Halloween. Why does Bill love Halloween so much?
You know, I don't know. He's always been a type of guy who likes Halloween, and I guess that's his thing.
Huh.
How was this week of practice for you guys following the win over the Jets?
Yeah.
No, I think we found a decent area right now.
Yeah, besides the win.
How was this week of practice?
It was a good week of practice. We went out there. We had some things we needed to clean up, cleaned it up. And so far, we had a really good practice with the Thursday and today, which is Friday. Everybody's locked in, ready to go, and looking for another W.
What do you see out of the Titans?
Say again?
What have you seen from the Titans this year?
I believe Levis will play. So if he does play, he's a very mobile quarterback, big arm, knows how to get the ball down the field. Once again, a really good receiver, him and Davis. So both of those guys can definitely catch the ball. O-line can really move people. Their score against the Lions, they were moving the ball very well in offense. I know they have some turnovers. I know some other areas were like, you know, their problem. But for the most part, this is a hard grinding football team. So I tell everybody, we had to come right here with our lunch pails and hard hats and come right here and play ball.
You know, Josh Uche was a teammate of yours for a long time. I'm curious, first, how did you find out that he was traded? And then what was your thoughts when you did find that out?
I found it out. I just walked in the locker room and saw those things locked about. And I took a step back, like, wow, I guess he's getting traded. And it took me back for a second, but I ended up talking to him afterwards and we shared our thoughts and how we felt about the situation. And I wish him the best, as I always do. You know, I understand this is a business. At the end of the day, things happen. But, you know, I always wish him the best. And just like anybody else who leaves here, I pray that they all have a great career and a great season after they leave. So,
what's this time of year like for a football player? Because it didn't used to be this way in the NFL. Trade deadline wasn't very active. There weren't a lot of moves. I feel like we've seen an uptick in recent years. How's it like in the locker room? Is everybody discussing trades, watching what's going on? There's been a bunch of trades in the league this year. How has that gone this time of year?
Honestly, I haven't really seen much. Like I tell people all the time, I'm not that active on like TV and like the news and stuff. So I have heard there are some trades and people talk about them as they come and as they go. But we all know that's part of the game and that's part of how this NFL thing works.
Well, Dietrich Wise, we appreciate all the Halloween insight. We appreciate you calling in here on a Patriots Friday. Be safe out there.
You asked all the questions. Yes, all the questions. Last week, I asked the questions. So hold a second.
No, go ahead. Yeah, good.
What do you do for Halloween?
Oh, well, let me tell
you. Don't ask Jones. Jones already got costume shamed.
I already got yelled at by Jermaine Wiggins about my costume, but I was a I was dressed up as a rocket that ran out of batteries and deflated mid-show. So yeah. it wasn't the hottest costume. I don't know how you'd grade that, but it wasn't the greatest costume.
I went as four-time Rolaids AIDS Relief Man of the Year, Raleigh Fingers, Baseball Hall of Famer, known for a twirled mustache.
Yeah.
So that went pretty well.
Okay.
And then went out with the kids yesterday. Scooped up a whole bunch of candy. So, yeah, we had a good night.
Yeah.
There you go. Now, a trash bag worth of candy or, like, small bag or big
no,
bag?
No, let me tell you, we were talking about this, Dietrich. I would trick-or-treat as with a pillowcase as a
same.
Child. And we talked about this on the air earlier. I feel like that's not a thing anymore. But
designed bags.
Yeah,
I got
a text, though, from a listener, a friend, who said that their son went out in a full pillowcase. So I didn't realize kids were still doing that.
Still a bit. Yeah, a little bit.
I guess it all depends on the parent. You know, the parent's if the parent still keeps the tradition alive with pillowcases, if not, I guess they have little goodie bags or whatever kids do.
Yeah. You got any more for us?
Y'all costumes sound pretty fun. No, I just wanted to ask that question. I guess I'll talk to y'all next week.
Okay. All right. Dietrich Wise handling the interview. I like it. We'll let you run the interview next time. This is good.
All right, fellas. Y'all have a good one.
All right. Good luck on Sunday.
Dietrich Wise, good stuff.
I mean, with the exception of him, as the Twitch chat pointed out, chasing storms with Jim Cantore.
Like, what just happened?